What is the position of Czech women on the labour market? How big a slice of the female population is employed? And what is their share in the technology industry? Those are some of the factors taken into account in compiling the Women in Work Index, which compares conditions for women on the labour market across the OECD. The Czech Republic has done well in the latest report, jumping from 23rd to 19th place on the ladder, largely due to the country's record low unemployment. However, one indicator is keeping the country back, the gender pay gap, which presents a persisting problem. Let's have a look at what people in the street think about the fact that Czech women make on average 20% less than men.
It's been that way forever. I don't think it will ever change.
I think it is getting better. As a university graduate, I can't complain about the job offers in my field or that women are not paid the same as men. It is probably different in different areas. Men are more aggressive and more ambitious than women, and they lead different lives. Women take care of the family and are a bit sidelined as a result.
If they have the same workload and get less, it's not fair. The question is, do they have the same workload? Some jobs are for men and some are for women. I can't imagine a woman mason or a man who would work as a cleaner and do as good a job as a woman. There's no rational argument which would justify paying women less for the same work. In the 19th century, it may have been the norm, but it does not belong to the present day. Of course it's unfair, but as a manager, I see the other side of the argument. You invest loads of money into a female employee, and then she goes on maternity leave, and you have to find someone else and invest in training them again. From this point of view, men are more stable employees. It's also a question of supply and demand. If a woman takes a job for less, that's her decision. That's business. A man will often walk away.
One of the public sector officials who is working hard to change this is Lenka Simerska from the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry, who is working on a campaign for equal pay. I spoke to her about some of the problems surrounding the gender gap issue and began by asking just how big a difference in earnings there currently is.
At the moment, it is 20%. Women earn 20% less than men in the Czech Republic. And in the European comparison, within the EU, we belong to the group of countries who are high above the average. The average in the EU is 14.8%. And the countries with the largest gender pay gap are Estonia, Germany, then comes the Czech Republic, then it is the UK, Austria, Slovakia, Switzerland, Finland, Portugal, and France. That's where we are in the group of these countries who have the biggest gender pay gap in Europe.
And in what professions do women make less? Who are the most disadvantaged? Are we talking about young graduates? Are we talking about mothers with children, older women, or in certain professions?
Mm-hmm. It's a combination of more factors altogether. Certainly, there are certain professions in which the pay gap is very large. It is the banking sector, banking and finances. There we can find up to 40% of gender pay gap, so unbelievably huge. Then also we speak about the problem in terms of gender segregation of professions, because women tend to choose different career paths and different professions than men. And these professions where women are found in biggest numbers, these are the lowest paid jobs. So, for example, it is in healthcare, in social care and social services, and also in education.
So girls are hit by stereotyping when they grow up and they choose jobs that are seen to be suitable for women. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Women are brought up in a way that they tend to think, and the parents tend to think, and also their educators, that certain professions are more suitable for women than for men, and girls don't really have the freedom, and also boys don't have the freedom to choose what they really want to do from their hearts, because they are already being sort of manipulated into certain thinking about who they are and what should they be doing with their life.
Are there cases where women make less in the same position with the same responsibility as men, but are simply less well paid because they don't ask for a raise or, you know, things like that?
Yes, of course. Such situation is called discrimination, because women perform the same job within the same category of salary or wage, and still they earn less. We have a study where we calculated these differences within the same employer. Mm-hmm. So within the same employer and the same position, you can find differences. And again, the factors are multiple. One of them certainly is that women are less sure of themselves when it comes to asking for promotion and asking for a raise, because different factors come into play, such as the upbringing and being. We as women are more, we tend to think more about the collective and the relations, whereas men, they don't have such a problem to think about themselves and their own gains when it comes to the work that I've done, so I should be paid.
Is there also a problem that in this country mostly it's women who handle the household chores and look after the family and children and so on? Is that a factor as well?
Exactly. For example, one of the studies of the Czech Sociological Institute found out that women give double the hours of domestic work and care work for children and the elderly in the household. So in such a situation, the women obviously have much less time to give to work and to develop themselves in terms of careers.
This survey that you just mentioned on the gender pay gap, can you tell me what some of the results were and whether anything surprised you? Because I believe that 49% of respondents in this survey took it for granted that women make less. Is that right?
Yes, because people know about the problem. We actually found out in this public opinion poll that people do know, women and men. There is no denial about this problem. And everyone, in one way or the other, encountered the problem in their lives or lives of their relatives or friends. And people actually, men and women, they think that the problem should be solved. They expect the state to solve the problem more than individuals and more than the companies and employers. They really do think that the state should be doing something. And what was surprising, actually, was that people were very much for transparency, so that people know about other people's and colleagues' earnings, and they know the levels of earnings in the company.
Are you saying that women who go out in search of a job are actually expecting to get paid less? That they've come to terms with this?
Well, in a way, yes. They can even be such a resignation. Well, I'm a woman. I shouldn't be expecting that I'm the same level. And yeah, in a way, most of the women, they just take it as it is.
Are they also being paid less because their employer thinks, all right, this woman has children, she's likely to be at home with them when they're sick and so on and so on? Does that factor come into play as well?
Yeah, definitely, especially in those companies where the pay system is not very elaborate and developed. For example, where they are missing tariffs and people don't know how they can grow in terms of pay and when they can grow, what is the basis of the raise and when, and all these things are done according to individual negotiation. So when I, as an employed individual, think, oh, yes, now I should be promoted and I should get more of pay because of, and then I, as an individual, have my own thoughts about it. In opposite, there are companies who are much better in this and they have systems in place. So where there are systems, it's a much better situation for women and for everybody, basically, because they know what they can expect.
Now, you're running a campaign to address the gender pay gap problem. Can you tell me what it entails?
First of all, it is the website where everyone can find information. At the moment, it's www.rovnaodmiena.cz, and it's going to be in English soon. It's not there yet, but we are working on it because we found out that there is a need for international information, and within the European Union, we need to provide information to the other countries and international employers. So that's one part, to inform the public. The website is highly interactive because it provides a tool which we call Calculator of Equal Pay. It is the inspiration was taken from Austria, where it has been running for several years now with a great success. And it basically provides an interactive form where everyone can enter his or her individual characteristics, such as age, education, profession, number of years of practice, where they live. And what they get back is how much is the real earning in with such and such characteristic as they provide it. So,
right. You know. So women know pretty much how much they should be making. What if they're making less? Is anyone helping them to be more assertive in asking for a raise? Are they getting some kind of guidance or help psychological?
That's another part of the campaign. It is a set of tools that is targeted to our women as individuals to be more aware of what they can do and how to do it. To know how much I should ask is the step number one, definitely. Because, for example, some other countries who are more serious about the equal pay, they already have a law that the employer should provide the lowest rate for the possible earning on a position when they advertise the position. So I apply for a job and I already know what is my starting point. So there is no question whether or not I'm asking the right sum.
Right. Well, are you communicating with employers, for this to actually happen here as well?
Yes, definitely. We are communicating with employers and employer unions and employer representatives. And there are some great employers already also in this country who are taking care of equal pay. And what we offer them is that we offer them partnership in testing one of the tools. It's called Logip, and it comes from Switzerland. The Swiss Federation developed it for the public procurement purposes. Everyone who applies for the state money in public procurement process have to declare that they run through the Logip and they have less than 5% of difference of the gender pay gap within the company. We are not that far yet. We don't have this public procurement provision, but we offer the tool. It's a voluntary tool, and every employer can put their data on pace and run it through and see how big is that gender pay gap.
Right. We've mentioned that it's quite significant, 22% on average. How much or how little has the situation improved in recent years?
The situation of the Czech Republic has been quite constant through the years. Of course, we are talking about average, There is certain development within the more fine statistics within the average, but the pay gap stays more or less the same. It is 1 or 2% here and there, but unfortunately, we are quite constant with this number.
How long do you think it may take to close the gap?
Oh, this is a million-dollar question because, yes, of course, if we do nothing, it may take many years. And there are certain calculations that social scientists and economists make how long it will actually take. So you can read numbers on the internet such as the 150 years or 250 years worldwide, or the gap will never close because this and that factor. But if we start to do things, if we start doing things, if we start making provisions on the level of state, then definitely things must change and will change. And we see it in the countries who actually do have laws and different provisions in place. So I think Czech Republic is on the right path, and the project 22% towards equality that we are running at the Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs is the first step. It has been running for 5 years now, and I truly believe it's going to make a difference.